do a little bit of planning because you're going to be away. I'm not sure how good your internet connection is in
I
Bolivia.
asked a friend to connect to a machine here, and he was telling me that it's okay, it's this. I mean, after me.
Okay.
This.
No, but I'm in general about email, so that
But
we
email
can.
is okay. Email is no problem. My issue was to finish experiments from there. Actually, I might finish replaying everything by tomorrow. Well, not exactly everything. I'm missing the copy generation and then the whole thing at the same time. But maybe I finish the copy generation. That would be nice.
So you mean the third optimization?
Exactly, yes. And for that,
So how are
my
you parameterizing the interval duration? So
I'm doing a day, a week, and a month. For day, I'm only taking one day. It would be nice to do more than one day and average or something. For weeks also. I just
also,
started for one day.
in terms of what to replicate and how much to replicate, is there some.
Okay, for the replication thing. Yeah, that's why I didn't really start the with complete receiver repayment because the questions are when, how much, and how many partitions, right? How many scratch partitions, the size
Correct.
of the scratch partition.
Yeah, these are the different parameters. So I guess the question is there a way for us to evaluate some of these configuration parameters without actually replaying the traces for each configuration?
That would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's some sort of a, I guess, simulator or some sort of like back of the envelope analytical model.
Would be nice.
Because it seems like there the number of parameters are going to be large. I mean,
Yeah.
if you want to replay traces, that's probably not realistic for each case.
Yeah. Although, when I replay traces, I mean, without sleeping, without waiting, it takes a couple of minutes.
For what?
For the home, for the webmail and online, it takes a couple of minutes.
So
For a day.
this is timing accurate or no?
I mean, no. If I, you know that on Block Replay, on BT Replay, you can
Speed
specify
up.
the speed up, or you can say
As fast
non
as
halting
possible.
as fast as possible. So I guess I could use that as fast as possible option to evaluate something.
Yeah, so that's true. Well, and it takes for one day.
For one day, a couple of minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I remember when we were doing the Borg traces and replaying, we replayed at the speed of 168x. So we can do entire week in 1 hour.
Oh yeah, that's a good acceleration
That's
factor. Yeah.
and when we ran the acceleration factor and look at the block trace, we saw that the block access patterns seem the same, seem to be the
Okay.
same. So it's not getting messed up in the queue.
Okay.
So you might want to.
To use that same acceleration.
No. I mean, what I meant to say is that you might want to use the same technique to verify if it is okay to speed up at whatever level.
Okay.
So you've seen something like Seek Watcher, and
Yeah.
Seek Watcher, you already have the original trace, so you can use Seek Watcher to just I guess look at. Yeah, you can. Oh, yes. So, okay, so here, I think here's what we did. So, you have a vanilla trace, right? So, you can use Seek Watcher to look at the block access pattern, okay? And then you speed up the trace, and look at the block access pattern again.
With mean and the block access pattern, you mean compare that the figures look the same, or use an indicator from here and compare an indicator from here, the average, the distance, and I mean, yeah, they will look similar. If they don't look similar, I increase the acceleration factor.
You mean decrease?
Well, decrease, yeah.
Yeah.
Decrease.
Yeah, so, I mean, all I'm saying is that when you choose an acceleration factor, you should be
careful.
Careful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so... Right, so I guess the... So you said that you might have something by tomorrow, and
yes.
You're leaving on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
I
need to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Where do I sign this? This is the date? Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are 4 weeks.
What?
4 weeks.
Complete
weeks, more or less.
Yes. Yes, exactly 4 weeks, I think.
Okay.
So, I guess I can start doing some of the writing. But at the same time, we need to also standardize some terminology that we want to use throughout the paper in a
okay.
uniform way. So, do we have some existing terminology that we already established?
You mean, like, for example, what do you essentially use for similarity, things like that?
Yeah. That one page I had of the we need to create a new ad directory for
okay, that's crazy.
Okay, so I printed that out. So there are some terminology that we need to agree upon. So we have three optimizations.
Yes.
So we need terminology for each of the three optimizations, what we want to call it. So the
okay.
first one, in the introduction that I wrote, did we already create some did I already specify some terminology or no?
Okay.
I think we have some terminology. So, okay, so the first one is content based caching.
Yes,
should we stick to that?
Yeah, I guess it saves pretty much right. But really,
it's
content based replacement the thing.
Yeah, but caching.
Yeah, it's
caching
yeah.
always has a replacement. The second is dynamic replica retrieval.
Dynamic replica retrieval. Well, that means the indirection.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a different term.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure.
It wasn't obvious to you what
yeah.
this meant.
Yeah. Something with indirection will be clear, I guess.
Should we say alternate replica retrieval? Or... is what we are saying is indirection does not...
Yeah.
We are not doing indirection for writes and reads. We are only doing for reads.
Yes.
So when we read the data.
Yes.
Or retrieving data. So... okay, so far we have content-based caching.
So you could use the term that the guys use, these guys use for range right, they choose based on like close. No, not exactly. It's, but it's more rotationally, more convenient. But the same idea, I guess. You have multiple places where you can direct your IO to.
They are doing writes, though.
Yes. It's pretty much the same about redirecting your IO to something. That's not the direction that works. So I don't know. Something about more loose. No.
So this is a replica, right?
Yes.
And reads.
Yes.
Or retrievals.
Yes.
Dynamic replica. Say dynamic replica retrieval that upon a cache miss dynamically chooses target replica to be retrieved to retrieve that minimizes disk head movement. Say alternate replica retrieval.
Yeah.
In the end, when we do the evaluation, we need to use sort of the same terminology when we plot the graphs and everything.
So yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it is actually better to have smaller terms so that we can fit them in the graphs. Like instead of having like three words or something.
For this one, there's no choice.
Right.
For this replica.
So do you prefer alternate or dynamic here as a term? What do you think is better? Explains what we are doing. Alternate. Okay, let's leave it like this for now. Let's leave
okay.
It as dynamic replica retrieval for now, and then
okay.
We can change it later on. I think
it's like a macro.
Yeah, like a macro. And then the third one is, this one which is, we need to change this, right? It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So the third one is,
which we can mention, and it's easy to show that it won't work based on the numbers we have, the analysis.
Yeah. So good point. I mean, we can certainly mention this, that this was a fourth optimization that we considered, but realized that it would,
for ICE, it doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, but I think it's good to have it motivated based on some analysis. Say, as we are describing the analysis to support each of these, for instance, when we're talking about number two, right?
Yes.
We are doing only reads. Why not writes? And then we can say why we are not doing writes, as we are motivating for reads.
And the order the paper will follow is something like, we show the traces, we analyze the traces, and we show the flow in such a way that it seems that the most logical way to use what we learn is this optimization and this optimization and this optimization. And this optimization might look interesting, like right, but we analyze a little bit deeper and we say, no, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the traces is the big thing, is the interesting thing.
Yeah. Oh. Interestingly, I have a recording going on still.
Oh, cool.
Made us.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I don't know how to split MP3s though. Is there an easy way to split MP3?
I have no idea.
Nice. Well, I'll find something. Okay. So, okay, what is the name for the third optimization?
Replica generation. Duplication. This is something like
selective duplication.
Yeah.
Because we are not duplicating everything.
Yeah.
So
we like unique working cell duplication. Selective duplication.
You want to say working set duplication?
Mm.
And we also, I mean, the point is that we also want to say change the number of duplicates. We don't want to use a fixed number of duplicates. Right? I mean, so for more popular data, maybe we should create more duplicates. By the way, did I show you the graphs for the working sets?
Yes.
I did?
Yeah, that's why we're talking about having the same for content and you asked me for the traces and this program that.
Okay. So, but there, I mean, what you see is, did I show you the parts for just the reads, the working set overlap for only reads?
I don't, you show me one where that I suppose was for reason, right? I don't remember.
No, I did some analysis where I look at only the reads.
You only looked at reads?
Only the reads, yes.
So what you showed me was...
No, I did both analysis.
Okay.
So I don't know which one I showed you.
Okay.
So the one, maybe if I showed you just one thing, then it's probably just... So, okay, so this is online. So the one thing that you want to see is that I showed you the unique reads and writes, correct?